Chapter 3. At 11:15 that same morning, Detective Sergeant Michael McCabe hissed the words, "selfish bitch," into the old-fashioned telephone receiver before slamming it down. He didn't know if the woman on the other end had heard the words or not, but if she had, she was probably enjoying having goaded him for the 100th, if not the 1,000th time, into a barely controlled rage. The fact that his ex-wife could still manage that trick after all these years added to McCabe's irritation. He resisted a strong urge to pick up the phone and slam it down even harder, no doubt destroying city property in the process. Instead, he ordered himself to calm down, breathed in deeply a few times, breathed out. He glanced around at the old wooden desks lined up in neat rows in the squad room on the 4th floor of Portland PD headquarters at 109 Middle Street, looked to see which, if any, of the half-dozen detectives seated behind them had the balls to return their boss's gaze when he was so obviously pissed off. Tasco, Cleary, and Sturgis pretended to focus on their work. On the other side of the room, Detective Will Meeser was, as usual, oblivious. Either he hadn't heard the hiss and bang, or, if he had, he couldn't care less. Meeser was leaning back in his chair, phone to his ear, guffawing loudly at something somebody on the other end had said. Detective Bill Bacon was on his way back from the men's room. Bacon had probably missed the whole thing. Only Maggie was looking at him. Detective Margaret Savage, McCabe's number 2 in the Crimes Against People unit, and, when serious cases arose, his partner. He ignored her look, picked up the file he'd been reviewing, and opened it. For more than a minute, he tried to focus on the words on the page. They refused to fall into place. Finally, he tossed the file on his desk and leaned back, closing his eyes and massaging first his temples and then the hard little knot he could feel forming on the back of his neck. It had been a hell of a spring, and not just because of the call. Sensing someone approach, McCabe opened his eyes. Maggie was leaning against his desk, studying him. "What?" he asked. "Can we go somewhere and talk?" McCabe frowned. "Talk about what?" Maggie shrugged. "The Bronstein case?"